Morning, we pray that you would open our hearts to your word, that we would seek understanding, seek wisdom, that the mysteries of your revelation may be opened to us to the degree that you will, Father, that we might be wise unto salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. At the beginning of Richard Curtis's film, Love Actually, the character played by Hugh Grant, who is the Prime Minister, he gives a little ministerial homily in his charming and reassuring Notting Hill voice. There's emotional scenes of people being greeted by loved ones after they've flown in from abroad. And to a background of celestial music, Hugh Grant says this: "Whenever I get gloomy about the state of the world, I think of the arrivals gate at Heathrow Airport. General opinion is starting to have it that we live in a world of hatred and greed. But I don't see that. It seems to me that love is everywhere. Often it's not particularly dignified or newsworthy, but it's always there. Fathers and sons, mothers and daughters, husbands and wives, boyfriends and girlfriends, old friends. When the planes hit the Twin Towers, as far as I'm aware, none of the phone calls from those aboard were messages of hate and revenge. They were all messages of love. If you look for it, I've got a sneaky feeling that you will see that love actually is all around." Well, the film perhaps inevitably majors on erotic love, and I think it confuses sex, romance, and love in the ways that the world tends to do. But it is a feel-good movie, and particularly popular at Christmas times, because it begins and it ends optimistically about human nature. I wonder whether you would consider yourself an optimist or a pessimist about the world that we live in. Does it depend on your mood? A man called Francis P. Chisholm published a series of laws in the 1960s, which are still quoted today by business people and production engineers. And these are the basic laws of frustration, mishap, and delay. First law of human interaction: if anything can go wrong, it will go wrong. And the corollary to that is if nothing can go wrong, it will anyway. The second law is when things are going well, something will go wrong. First corollary: when things just can't get any worse, they will. Corollary two: anytime things appear to be going better, you've overlooked something. And the third law: your purposes will always be misjudged by others. Corollary one: if you explain so clearly that nobody could possibly